The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Each Tuesday, we spend a few minutes with Congressman William Timmons to find out what's happening in the nation's capital. Welcome in. Good morning, sir. Did you have a great Memorial weekend?
Good morning, Joey. I did. I was out on Lake Kiwi. Really enjoyed it. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend, and it was safe and had a good time.
You know, I think you're the one who almost ran over me. I was out on Lake Kiwi over the weekend, too, and there was a guy who looked just like you.
I was not driving a boat all weekend, so that couldn't have been me.
Wasn't you then, huh? Wasn't it a beautiful weekend? We spent some time at Lake Kiwi too. My friend Mike Gallagher's up with us, and we spent some time out on the boat. What a great weekend it was. But we also took some time to remember the significance of the weekend and the significance of yesterday. Unlike Vice President Kamala Harris, who just said, hey, it's going to be a long weekend, we actually took some time to talk about why we were honoring those men and women who fought for our country, who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that you and I could be out on the lake yesterday.
It's a sad state of affairs when our vice president doesn't honor those that have earned our freedom, that have kept us free, and is also trying to take away some of those freedoms. So, we're in a bad spot right now, but I think there's still hope to be had.
Yep. All right. So let's talk about on Friday, President Joe Biden introduced his $6 trillion budget, $2.3 trillion for infrastructure, $1.8 trillion for what he's calling his family's plan, $1.5 trillion in discretionary spending. The list goes on. So, Congressman, now it's kind of black and white, so I guess you guys can dig in now and start the process.
Well, it's just totally outrageous that the President of the United States is proposing that we have $50 trillion of debt in 2031. So all of the deficit spending that he's proposing, in addition to interest and everything, it would add $17 to $19 trillion of debt to our current debt of $30 trillion. And so I don't know where they think this money's coming from, but it is just incredibly reckless to talk about a place where the United States has $50 trillion in debt. And I've been advocating for deficit and debt reduction ever since I've been in Congress, and I'm going to continue doing that.
Yep. On Sunday, we had Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. He was sort of asked that question of how responsible, because there's been some Democrats who's been critical of this as well. Listen to Pete Buttigieg's response when asked about whether this is a responsible budget.
This is a responsible budget, and importantly, all of the proposals for spending and investment in this budget are paid for. It's one of the reasons why, if you look into the out years, the deficit actually starts going down. But you can't get something for nothing. And in the near term, we know that we need to make major investments in our roads and bridges, in our education, in our health. We can't afford not to do these things, because for decades, frankly, we've been disinvesting. We've been cutting in the things that make America strong.
So, Congressman William Timmons, explain to me what he meant when he said that this was a responsible budget, and that it was everything being asked for is being paid for. I mean, how do you make that statement?
I am literally dumbfounded. I have no idea how he can argue that a budget that adds $17 trillion, almost doubles our overall national debt within 10 years, is paid for, because it's just not. There aren't enough rich people on the planet to tax to cover $17 trillion. I mean, it's reckless. And just, I always go back to 2010 when we had $10 trillion in debt, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs Admiral Mike Mullen testified before Congress that the number one national security threat was not China, it wasn't Russia, it was Congress's inability to spend within its means. Fast forward 11 years and we're at 30.
Yep, yep. You know, none of it makes sense. I spent some time over the weekend reading through it and listening to some of the comments that the Biden administration were making. I mean, you know, even Buttigieg was asked about some of the things that don't fall into the typical category of infrastructure, and his response was, "Well, we'll call them something else. You know, we'll just rename it." It's like they just want to spend the money. They want to give Americans everything for free, I guess, in return for their vote.
Well, we saw what happened during COVID. The government grew and they took a larger role in everyone's life. And I think that, what did I say? Let no crisis go to waste. This is the biggest crisis of our generation. So why would they let it go to waste?
Yeah. Speaking of COVID, let's talk about that for a minute, because you guys sent a letter to Speaker Pelosi just the other day, requesting that that the Democrat leadership immediately join Republicans on investigating the origination of COVID. Tell us about that letter and as she responded.
She is not, and honestly, I don't expect her to. You know, you just got to remember that all of this began, and there was talks that it came from a military lab in Wuhan, China, and then the media just excoriated President Trump and said he was, you know, a conspiracy theorist, a liar, and now Fauci's like, I don't believe that this could be naturally mutated, and it very well could have originated in a lab. So, I mean, it's just bizarre the way that the media does the left's bidding. And it doesn't matter what the president says when he says it, what the former president says when he says it. They're just going to make him out to be a liar and a crazy person. And I mean, we're just having a really tough time in this country with journalism and with truth in the media. And I don't know how we're going to overcome it. But if we don't take the steps to investigate where the coronavirus originated, I mean, honestly, if China created it in a lab in Wuhan, we can get a couple $1 trillion from them. And I mean, the whole world will hold them accountable. This has been incredibly disruptive, millions of lives lost. So we need to put the manpower in to make sure that we know where it came from.
Yep. And you're right. If we don't do something now and determine how this happened, it's going to happen again. We've got to be able to get to the point to where we can prevent this, because we can't have another year like we've had this past year. Congressman William Timmons, it's always good to catch up with you. And I'm glad to know it wasn't you driving that boat.
Hey, we were very safe all weekend, I promise.
There you go.
I'm sorry somebody almost hit you, Joey. We'll be on the lookout for him.
Have a great day. Look forward to talking with you again next week.
I look forward to next week. Take care. Bye.
Yeah, be safe. Congressman William Timmons.